You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, productivity coach Robert Price. And in light of everything that's going on, I just want to bring a quick thought to you today. And that thought is, what will you produce in crisis? Again, what will you produce in crisis? And in talking about this, it made me think about a quote that I posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. And it's just, the quote is just, we are powerful people. We cannot be destroyed, only distracted. And when I think about that quote, we are powerful people. We cannot be destroyed, only distracted. When I think about that quote, I think this quote has never been more true than it is right now with coronavirus and everything that's going on in the world. Children being home from school, some people being working from home, and just a number of things that are outside of our regular routine. But in that, I found that some people find themselves in a position where they have a lot more time or opportunity to do things or to produce things that, let's say, their normal set of circumstances didn't give them an opportunity to do. And so I really want to kind of piggyback off of the challenge from last week. We talked about writing your vision out last week, but this week, I mean, I really want to focus on, you know, what you can produce in this time. I remember a crisis, not to this level or, you know, on this scale, but it was a personal crisis. I was in the midst of, my wife was really far along in her pregnancy, maybe about 5 months pregnant, and I hadn't written my book yet. And that was something I wanted to do before my son was born, because I know once he's born, there's just a transition time as far as routine and everything being out of whack and a whole new set of responsibilities and roles to fulfill. So for me, that time period between my wife being about 5 months pregnant, where I had this thought of, man, I definitely have to get this book done, and the time my son was born represented for me a crisis time. It was a time that I could get really bogged down by, okay, what was to come and focusing on that and stressing about everything, or was it time that I could really lock in and focus with the time I had left and produce this book, which is what I did, which is what I feel led to do in this time with what's going on. There's a major project that I've been working on, but just kind of pressed the gas pedal down harder during this time. And for me, there's about 6 courses that I'm actually on pace, on par to be done with by Friday. I have a goal of completing that by Friday, but which those courses and things are connected to my vision. But for me, that's what I'm working on, right? And moving forward beyond that, I'll, you know, I'll go through the process of marketing and launching the courses. And there's a whole lot involved in that, that if we spin it a couple of weeks forward, there's a lot more that I'll have to do with it too. But I'm going to come out of this season on the other side with just some really, I want to say life-changing product and service that I am able to provide because of the work that I'm putting in. While, you know, some people, and this is not a knock on anyone, but, you know, some people are having the news on 24/7, and that's not allowing them to create during this time, because their minds are completely consumed by what's going on. And so I definitely want to be someone who produces in this time of crisis. And I want you to be someone who produces in this time of crisis. So even with all of the distractions and things that have surfaced, I want you to definitely find your bunker inside of, you know, maybe the kids being home or, you know, the new dynamic you find yourself in. Like, really find your bunker into what is important to you, and go in there, go into that place, whether it's for an hour or a half an hour even to start, but go into some place where you can create undistracted, you know, during this time. And so I had this vision in my mind because I'm thinking about 2008 and so many of the success stories that came out of 2008. You know, I know that was a, you know, when the recession hit, but there were businesses that were birthed out of the recession where, you know, they were supporting people, businesses that were based on really supporting people through that time, help people through that time, are now still a lot of them still thriving. And so I had this picture in my mind of empty shelves. You know, I've been in several food stores and in the past couple of weeks, and shelves have been empty, right? Can't find hand sanitizer anywhere or Lysol wipes or, you know, water, just normal things that you would typically be able to get from the store. Haven't been able to get it based on what's going on. But I had this picture in my mind of empty shelves, and that's what I thought about in relationship to what I do. I have this picture about that the shelves of my business, whether it's courses, services, whatever, books, ebooks, whatever it is, like, that the shelves would be empty based on what's produced. And for you, I want you to get a vision of empty shelves. For whatever that is inside of you, my encouragement is for you to get it out of you so that you can experience the empty shelves. And you're alive with people, you know, you selling out of whatever you have. Because I believe, you know, it is in times of crisis where you really get to see what people are made of and what they believe. And so I don't think this isn't a time for you, if you have goals, to put those goals aside. I think this is a time where you step on the gas pedal as far as those goals are concerned. And so here's the boss move of the week. What major project have you been putting off that you can commit to working? I'm sorry, what major project have you been putting off that you can commit to completing in the next 3 to 5 weeks? So I want to just say this, right? Let's say you have a book or something like that you want to write. Well, maybe you can't complete the entire book in 3 to 5 weeks. But what portion of that project can you commit to say, I will complete chapter one, or I will complete the first three chapters, or I'll complete the outline and the cover? Like, I don't know what it may be, a part of a major project. But that in and of itself is a major piece in getting you moving, you know, on that particular, excuse me, on that particular project. And so I would prefer, if this is something that you can offer to people, whether it's a product or service, I would prefer if it's something that you can offer to people. And so once again, the boss move of the week, what major project have you been putting off that you can commit to completing in the next 3 to 5 weeks? Visualize that next 3 to 5 weeks. Visualize the next couple of months. I don't know how long this is going, this, you know, this virus is going to impact our, you know, just our daily lives, our natural routines. But I know it'll definitely probably impact it for sure the next 3 to 5 weeks. Beyond that, I don't know, you know, what will happen, but you know, we can predict that. So if that's the case, lock in, identify that thing. Even as you're listening to this, identify, and some of you have it in your gut, right when I said it, you knew, like, okay, this is the thing that I need to get done. So commit to that. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Everyone have a productive week. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.